Gold Rico stretches them out, let it fall next in the Melbourne Cup to Simon Told Helen and then Tommy Shelby, but it is all Heart Style Rico and he is going to absolutely bolt the Melbourne Cup in. Heart Style Rico by 5 lengths to Simon Told Helen, third Tommy Shelby and then Tigalong Tong followed by Tough Tears. Well back at the end, zipping.
Oh, it's billed as the greatest race in the world for greyhounds and last night certainly didn't disappoint. The TAB Melbourne Cup, Heart Style Rico absolutely obliterated the best dogs Australia can pit against one each other and smashing the track record in the process. And what an unbelievable night for Lucky Karapetsakis, who was beside himself as he should have been with the post-race celebrations. I wasn't sure if we'd get Lucky this morning. I thought he may have still been out with his great mate Rico enjoying the win, but he has surfaced this morning. Lucky, congratulations, mate. What a night.
G'day, guys. Thank you very much, mate. Yeah, that was a, you know, surreal night. I'm still pinching myself now, making sure that really happened.
What was the first prize check, Lucky?
Oh, geez.
Don't tell me you don't know.
Somewhere in the 400s.
That's a life-changing figure.
To be honest with you, I wasn't really focusing on that because, you know, you don't really, going into a race like this, you sort of, you look at the whole prestige race, you know, and then it's sort of the prize money. Well, for me, it was anyways, but, yeah.
You had the box draw. What did you think when you got that draw? Did it diminish chances? I mean, it didn't look that way. It looked like it was born to jump from any box, but did it dent your confidence?
Well, look, the minute I picked up the box five, you know, sort of first initial thoughts were, oh, geez, we've got the squeeze, you know, and it's always going to be very, very hard from the squeeze box in a Melbourne Cup. But then, you know, went home, analysed the field and just sort of had a look at what was around us and actually gave us a little bit of a chance. I thought we were right in this, you know, all he had to do was step and that he did.
Lucky, I guess one of the big differences between the trots, the dogs and the gallops is in the other two codes, the race can unfold a fair bit before you know whether you're a winning chance or not. But within a split second of the lids pinging last night, you were almost rubbing your hands together, weren't you?
To be honest with you, as soon as that dog found the front, I know how good the dog is, and you know he's a superstar in his own right. And as soon as he hit the front, I knew nothing was going to run him down.
What's his kennel name at home, Lucky?
His kennel name's Bruiser.
Bruiser. So, what does Bruiser mean to you? Because you bred him and you own him as well. What kind of dog is he?
Well, you know, when he was young, you know, I think when I was young, you know, the big brutal bruisers, you know, they were all the tougher dogs, you know, and he was a bit like that, you know, he was a big bruiser in his, you know, when he was rearing with his pups, with his brothers and sisters, he was sort of beating up on them and getting the better of them, and yeah, he just became Bruiser from then, and yeah, he had the same sort of attitude as I did when I was growing up, you know, bit of a smart ass, and yeah, he's grown out of that pretty quick and matured pretty quick.
Well, they often say sometimes your dog it starts to resemble the owner. So it was a bit that way, was it? He learned some bad traits early on.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did have some bad traits. But, you know, look, I think at the same time, this dog, you know, he has changed my life. And I think he's matured me as a trainer along the way as well. So I think we've learned a lot from each other. I mean, you know, this dog, and we are best friends and we're always going to be like that. When I say best friends, he's part of the family, this dog.
Lucky, tell us a bit about your background and the family history in greyhounds and how it all came about.
I'll tell you, my dad has been training. He's passed away six or seven years ago now. He's training greyhounds for about 40-odd years, and my brother Anthony was always involved with that growing up, and I sort of... I was looking in. I always loved the animals. I was always around them at home. I was helping Dad out at home and that, but I never really got involved in track work and going to the track and actually educating them and all the rest of it. And it was only when Dad passed away, I moved back home and he left a couple of dogs behind and my brother was still training at that time. And one of the dogs he left was my Park Princess and she was a very well-bred bitch there but had no work done. So
we put a bit of work into her, and, you know, we bred with her, and out came Black Mumbo from that. And, he went on to win a Harrison Dawson Group 1 race, and his sister Bella Rico ended up with me, and I bred with her. And long story short, I mean, the outcome's Hardstyle Rico.
Sure. Lucky, after Dennis Pagan won the Melbourne Cup, a few of us were joking that because we've always harboured this dream to train something. So we've started with this dream of training a racehorse, but I reckon greyhound racing might be more affordable for us. What is involved in the training of a greyhound? Like, with Hardstyle Rico, say over a week, for instance, what do you do to train a greyhound? Do you take them for gallops at greyhound tracks? Do you mainly walk them? How do you train Hardstyle Rico?
Oh, look, guys, I think everybody's got a different way of training. In my opinion, you know, you get the dog up to a certain fitness level, and once he's up there, I mean, give you an example. Last week's heat, from the heat to the final, he was on the lead, didn't even have a gallop. He pretty much, you know, stayed quiet and calm, and, you know, he comes out and breaks the track record. Look, every dog's different a little bit. You know, you got to know your dog, and you got to know what they work with and how they relate to it. And I mean, I had him down at the beach this morning, you know, a good half an hour in the water just recovering, and he loved it. He was bouncing around. He's pulled up really good. He's jumping out of his skin. So I think it comes down to management and knowing your dog and knowing what they adapt to and what they like.
You mentioned, I know I wasn't for this race, but I either read it or I heard you talking about the greyhound could break 29 and he could break a track record. I reckon it was a couple of weeks ago, so it might have been for another race, Lucky. But you were spot on there to know that the dog could go that quick. I mean, that's a magical mark, 29, hooked on scotch. At the time, you probably don't take it in, but we do watching. That's quite astounding.
Yeah, look, I did mention this dog. I mean, this dog's been doing it from a young age, and when you get a clear run with this dog, he's proven he's the fastest dog in the country. And you know, to break a track record, like you said, on a Melbourne Cup night is, you know, something else. I knew he could go sub 29. He's just that fast. Now, to break a track record, it's just gone that little bit better, you know. And did it surprise me? In a way, it did, you know, to do it on a Melbourne Cup night. But did it totally surprise me? No, because I know how good the dog is. So he's a really fast dog, guys. This dog's just something else.
He's now won in excess of $600,000, which is just phenomenal. It's not the end there as well, because I would imagine there's a breeding future for him as well. What could he be worth?
Oh, look, you know, he's going to go on for a good, very good stud career. You know, his temperament, his race traits, everything. You know, it all makes good for a stud career.
I'm just looking at a photo of you and Hardstyle Rico. You do look like a pretty daunting pair, actually, the pair of you. Yeah. What do you do, Lucky? Is it full time greyhound training, or is there something else you do as well?
Oh, look, I care for Mum at home, I'm full time into the dog. So that's pretty much my life now. I mean, I did have my own business, tow truck business, a while ago, you know, and obviously when Dad passed away, I had to sort of let that go and, you know, come home and help the family, help my brother. And I wouldn't change a thing, mate, but I think it was the best decision I've ever made.
So you'd have to pick up a lot of broken down cars for $400,000.
Yeah, you do, mate, you do.
Hey, I've heard some of the other greyhounds, when they win, they get a little treat, whether it's a soft serve ice cream through the Macca's drive through. Does Bruiser have a special treat after he wins a big Group 1?
Yes, he does, mate, exactly that. We went through drive through Macca's, we got a nice little soft serve there. I got myself a cheeseburger. He had a little bit of that cheeseburger and got home and he had some pork crackling.
Sounds like a good night out. Lucky, great to chat to you, mate. And there'll be a lot of people listening this morning who probably aren't huge greyhound racing devotees, but they are the most beautiful animal. And I think the Rehoming the Gap program of these greyhounds has done such a wonderful job. And to see Hardstyle Rico and all the superstars, it's some of the strongest greyhounds we've been able to assemble in recent years, all competing against each other. So it was great theatre last night, and great to see such a wonderful performance. Well done, mate.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.